from Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman keeps this website watching very carefully exploration and attempted exploration. We go to China, a Hubble-class optical space telescope. Bob, did they steal the wrong parts? Why the delay?
We don't know. We don't really know. But China, this just a... China has, in building its space station, announced that it was going to also launch a space telescope, optical space telescope, with a primary mirror only slightly smaller than Hubble's 2.4-meter mirror, which means it's essentially Hubble renewed. In other words, the United States and the West decided not to build a Hubble replacement, so China went ahead and did it. And in fact, this concept is really one of the early Hubble concepts. They basically copied that. One of the early Hubble concepts was it would fly and fly in formation near the American space station, and astronauts would periodically come out and maintain it. The decision was eventually made to separate Hubble from the space station for several reasons. One, there was issues of observational interference. And two, they didn't know when that space station would launch. But so China has now launched its space station, and its plan was to put up a Hubble-class telescope at the same time. They were going to launch it early next year. They've now announced it's going to be delayed until 25, the launch of this Zhong Tian space telescope. And they say it's to do a pre-flight engineering qualification model. I don't know what that means. It could very well be they're trying to avoid the same mistake that occurred with Hubble when it was launched with the mirror not being perfect and right. But we're going to just have to wait and see. But when it launches, it's going to basically copy. It's going to basically be able to duplicate what Hubble does, but it'll be controlled by China, John.
That's funny, Bob, that you stole the right thing, but it was the mistake that was made. So you reproduced the mistake in your copycat.
Well, they might not have done that, but they might be trying to make sure they didn't do that. That's what's going on here. One of the things that wasn't done with Hubble was a full, careful optical test to make sure the mirror was ground correctly. They didn't really do that test properly. And they didn't. And when they did do tests, they ignored the results. They made believe they were not bad. And I think China's just making sure they're not bad, that's all.
A Bennu sample. What is Bennu, Bob?
Bennu is the asteroid that the spacecraft OSIRIS-REx visited and grabbed samples from and returned those samples recently to Earth. Americans, scientists have been studying those samples, but they've also now sent a very small sample, about a teaspoon's worth, to the British History Museum, which has a meteorite collection and researches meteorites. And so for the next 2 years, they are going to be doing research on this sample as well. We should expect more samples to be distributed to other scientific institutions worldwide to study these. It's the first time we've had a good look at carbonaceous chondrites accurately. They're not having flown through the atmosphere and being burned up. So we're going to get a really good idea of what the solar system was really made of now.
All right, we go to the surface of Mars. Bob is taking a photograph, looking at a photograph again, and finding strange creations. Sublimating. What are we looking at, Bob? Ice?
This is peeling. Looks like peeling paint. You know, you have an old wall that's for decades untouched in an abandoned house, and the paint begins to peel. This is what I found in a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter image. Looks like peeling paint. But you're right, John. It's ice. It's glaciers. It's ice. It's sublimating ice. And Mars ice doesn't turn to liquid. It goes straight to gas, and that's sublimation. And so what we're seeing here is the sublimation of a layer of ice. It just indicates the many layers of ice on Mars because the ice. The layer below this layer of ice that's sublimating away isn't a wall or a bedrock. It's more ice, multiple layers of ice, because Mars has had multiple climate cycles over many decades laying layers of ice down on the ground.
A giant sinkhole on Mars. Is this a potential colony?
No, but this is indicates the geology strangeness of Mars. They have giant sinkholes that are hundreds of miles across. All the deep chasms on Mars were formed by sinks, not from water flow underground.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.